So I know early reports showed STI infections in the Bay Area were down in 2020, but not because people didn't have those infections. They just weren't getting tested as often. I know there was a syphilis surge in San Francisco in early 2021. Mm-hmm. What is the public landscape right now in the Bay Area in terms of STIs?
Well, I mean, I think we had this sort of artificial dip in the numbers, as you mentioned, because when we first went into shelter in place, we were, you know, certainly both socially and sexually distancing. But, you know, I do some volunteer clinical work at a sexual health clinic, and I can tell you that people are certainly back out there having sex again. So I think there's no reason to expect that we won't have a, you know, a bounce back and then some in 2022.
What factors are contributing to this rise?
One of the issues that we hear about a lot is the rise of dating apps such as Tinder and Grindr that have made finding sexual partners so convenient. And what, you know, some of my patients say it's easier to get a sex partner than to order a pizza. I mean, it's that much more convenient.
Only in San Francisco.